إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ما بعد، I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Him for allowing us once again to get together in the house of Allah to study our religion. And we thank Him subhanahu wa ta'ala for His endless bounties that He has bestowed upon us, from the fresh air we breathe and the fresh water we drink, the variety of food that our life cannot continue without. We thank Him subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us sound intellect and health. We thank Him for the vision, for the hearing, for the ability to express ourselves. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for each and every blessing we enjoy. But the greatest of all favors and blessings is to be guided to Al-Islam. Maybe you've seen that I'm happy today. I'm already have a smile on my face, right? You wonder why, right? I was given a good news, alhamdulillah. Beautiful news just now. And that is not a Bentley car or Mercedes. It's not $1 million. This is better than any of that. This is a news unlike any other news. That as a Muslim who knows the importance of Islam, when he hears this news, subhanAllah, this is a beautiful, make us very happy to hear that Allah guided someone to Islam. And we have our brother with us. Your name? Forget.
Orpheus.
Huh? Orpheus. Nah, our brother. Allah guide him to Al-Islam. A few moments ago, he became Muslim, alhamdulillah. And that makes me very happy. And trust me, I'm serious. When the Muslims, when they see someone, alhamdulillah, became Muslim, that's better than this life. Because even if we have the best cars, we drive good cars, we live in a bigger, better houses, and we have a good job, well, we're gonna die one day, right? No one ever took with him his belongings. Have you ever seen a funeral procession when someone died, a rich person died? And then when they take him to the grave, there is like 10, 15, 20, 50 U-Haul trucks behind him. Have you even seen that? And you wonder why these trucks, you have all these, say, look, all his cars, all of his furnitures, all of his belongings. This man used to have a lot. So everything is going down with him. No, it's not the case. He's going to go alone. He's going to go in the grave alone. And he's going to leave behind him everything he has earned for others. Sometimes a person dies alone. He has no family. And he leave that stuff alone to somebody else. But see, in Islam, we believe that we're not going alone. We're going with our actions. If we do good in this life, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the merciful, He's gonna give us good. He's gonna reward us. And that's only normal to understand. As a human being, when somebody smiles in your face, you smile back. Right or wrong? When somebody frown, see, Islam teaches us to still smile. But usually we as a human being, usually we frown back what you're looking at. But if somebody smile at you, even you may have some problem with that person, but that smile, you can't do nothing else but just look at him and give him a smile, even if you don't want to give it. And this is the beauty of Islam. Islam teaches us that which we need for our lives to have a meaning, to have that tranquility and a peace of mind, that serenity, the joy. People out there, they think that because they make more money, they're going to be happy. And that's why they find out later, sooner or later, if they find out, some people, they even lose their lives in the pursuit of that dream. And they think that happiness can be bought by some more money or this or that. But the peace of mind is actually comes from the heart. If the heart is at ease and tranquil, then the whole body feel at ease. And that's why Allah tells us in the Quran, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Indeed, with the remembrance of Allah, when you remember the one who created you and fashioned you in the best form and give you and bestow upon you all the favors you enjoy, then, and you thank Him and worship Him and praise Him, that will give you joy in your hearts. Aina, you can buy the most expensive mattress in the world, but it's not guaranteed that will come with one good night of sleep. So, what gives you ease is being able to recognize the favors of the one who has given them to you, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we want to welcome our brother, and we are very happy that Allah has guided him to Al-Islam, alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you firmness upon this deen. And it is incumbent. These are all your brothers right now. You see? Not from the same mother, you know what I'm saying? But these are all your brothers, different colors, different countries. You know, they, you may come next to two of them, they speak in some language and you don't understand. Me neither. So you're not alone in this one. I go through some brothers and they say things. I'm like, hey, alhamdulillah, I'm happy for them. But that's what Islam make us brothers one to another. And we care about one another for that, for Allah. We do things to please our Creator. We don't do it for money. I'm going to choose only those who drive better cars and those who have better jobs and those who have good manners. You see? Regardless, they drive or they don't drive or they walk. Regardless, we don't look at material things. Those who have good manners, good akhlaq. Akhlaq is manners. Maybe now you're going to start learning some Arabic too. Alright, so alhamdulillah. So, if you look around, many brothers here, they were not Muslims. They weren't born Muslims. Actually, they grow up in a Christian homes, some as a Jew homes, some, I don't know, atheists. But Allah guided them to Islam. You know, I'm not put anybody in the spot, but some people here, they became Muslim 5 years ago. Right? Huh? I'm not even talking to you. didn't I say I don't want to put nobody in the spot? Well, since you said that, since 6 years ago, Brother Muhammad Moore, West Side. I know. You see? Alhamdulillah. There's a lot of brothers here. Some they were born Muslims, mashallah. And even they were born Muslims, even those who they were born Muslims, whether in Muslim countries or here in America, because their parents, they were Muslims. Like you, alhamdulillah.
No, I was born in a Christian household.
No, I mean like you, when you married?
No.
Okay, when you get married and you have your children, you teach them Islam. Yes. So now those children of yours, they're going to grow up as? Muslim, alhamdulillah, you see? As a Muslim, alhamdulillah. But still, we have to learn, you know. That's the most important things in Islam. Islam is a religion that is based on knowledge. Because it is from Allah. It is not just like, look, just believe in it because I tell you. Alright? 2 plus 2 is 5. What do you say? What would you say? 2 plus 2, is this 5? No, it's not 5. That's not a tricky question, is it? Alright? So it's not 5. But if I tell you, look, since I'm talking, just write down 5, alright? I'm the one in the class here, alright? I'm the man. 2 plus 2 is what?
5, 4.
Akhi, who's doing the class here, Hassan? 2 plus 2 is 5. 2 plus 2?
4.
2 plus 2? 5. Thank you. That's it. Say it, Hassan. 2 plus 2 is? He can't even say it. So it is 4. It is 4. It's not 5, man. Don't get yourself in trouble. Keep your A's. Okay, grace, inshallah. So 2 plus 2 is 4. But then, I'm just giving that an example. In Islam, no, there is no such thing 2 plus 2 is 7. When 2 plus 2 can be 7? When? When you're wrong. You see? That's what it is. Yes, it can be 7, it can be 99. But when? When you're wrong. Well, that's exactly those people, they just tell the people, look, just believe. How? Who said that? Did Allah said that? Don't ask questions. Did Jesus said that? Show us. Did Jesus taught this? Yes, troublemaker right there. Put an X on him. Cannot come next service. Islam teach us to ask for proof. Nobody is allowed. Huh? I didn't point this side. So Islam teach us now, this religion, ask for the proof. And because nobody should speak in this deen of Allah without proof. Because this religion is from Allah. And Allah chose the best of mankind, the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to convey this message, and he did. Excellent job. He conveyed the entire message. All what is incumbent upon us is to learn. Be diligent, be serious. So you are learning with us. Okay, we're still learning. We're not in, that's it. No one here can tell you, Akhi, we're done learning, man. You got a long way ahead of you, but we're done. We're on top of the mountain. Man, we're still down there too. So we're still learning together, inshallah. So you're going to learn with us. If you live close by, come here more often. Nasser, you got him, right? All right. This brother Nasser, he can talk to you more. Get his phone. Maybe you did already. Jazakallah khair. Alhamdulillah. And we're here for you, inshallah, okay? Barakallahu feekum, jazakumullahu khairan. Now we go back to our class. Just to tell you that I'm going to speak some language, which is Arabic now. But I'm going to translate in English. These are, we have different classes here every night on different topics. Okay, on different topics. And it just happened that on Saturdays, we started like a couple Saturdays ago, we're talking about a topic that is needed, not just Muslims to know about, because a lot of people are suffering from these things we're talking about here. We're talking about some diseases and some illnesses that many people are suffering from, and we present the cure from Islam. And that we're talking about here is magic. You heard this word, right? People are affected by magic and the evil eye and hasad, jealousy and envy. And these things can really make a person's life miserable, cause them pains and a lot of turmoil and trouble by Allah's will, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But alhamdulillah, the cure is in Islam. Nah. So inshallah, I welcome all of you after we welcome our brother, Jazakallah khairan, and may Allah grant him tawfiq and success and keep him firm upon Islam. And may Allah reward those who took the time to talk to him about Islam, alhamdulillah, and to explain to him certain things. And may Allah make us good brothers for him. Amen. That when he comes to us, he will find in us the good brotherhood, okay? Amen. And may Allah make us such. So we go back to this topic, 10 means that protect you from magic and evil eye. Asharatu asbab lilwiqaya min as-sihri wal-ayn of our noble Sheikh, Dr. Abd al-Razzaq al-Badr, hafidahullah ta'ala. And if I'm not mistaken, and correct me please, this is going to be the class number 4. Huh? Naam, huwa kadalik. Luqman said, alhamdulillah. And it is written here too with me, alhamdulillah. As-sababu al-rabi'. So this is the class number 4, but also we're going to start by the fourth mean. But it's not like the classes go away, like third class, fourth mean, it could be different, okay? So it just happened like that, alhamdulillah. As-sababu al-rabi' at-tawakkulu ala Allah azza wa jal. But before that, who remember the three means, the other three ways that help us and assist us and protect us from magic? Because magic is true, is real. There are magicians out there. and causing trouble. The evil eye is true. People get sick. Some people even die. Okay? So, what are the three means that we have learned so far to protect us from magic and from the evil eye? Naam. As-sabab al-awwal. Naam,
Sheikh. Seeking refuge with Allah.
Huh?
Seeking refuge.
Ahsan. Seeking refuge with Allah. Naam. At-ta'awud billahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. You seek refuge with Allah. You ask Allah to protect you constantly from these things. Okay? Ask Allah's protection. Naam. Ahsan. Number two. Naam. Mir. At-taqwa of Allah. Naam. Taqwa, piety, to be a good Muslim. Because Allah commands us in this Islam only with that which is good for us. That which brings us goodness. And Allah commands us to stay away from other things because they are evil, they are bad. As long as we do what is good and stay away from our evil, we'll be okay, inshallah. Inshallah. Naam, taqwa of Allah. And the third mean, Naam Nasir. As-sabr ala man? Aina. You be patient. In case if you're suffering from magic or suffering from evil eye, of course it's painful, but be patient. It's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then your reward is great with Allah. Okay? In this life and in the hereafter. Naam. Jazakumullah khair. Now as-sabab al-rabi', the fourth of these means that protect us from magic, as-sihr, and from evil eye, al-ayn. At-tawakkulu ala Allah azza wa jal. At-tawakkul ala Allah. Naam. To trust and depend upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To depend upon Allah. And to put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wama huwa hada at-tawakkul? ما هو التوكل؟ التوكل هو ثقة القلب واعتماده على الله سبحانه وتعالى مع بذل الأسباب. التوكل هو ثقة القلب واعتماده على الله سبحانه وتعالى مع بذل الأسباب المشروعة المأذون بها في كتاب الله وسنة نبيه صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. Tawakkul is not just a statement you say, oh, mutawakkil, tawakkalna. No, it has to be in the heart. You have to have your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's easy to say, ana mutawakkil, tawakkalna ala Allah. Lakin what's in the heart? Naam, it has to be manifested. That beautiful feeling in your heart that you depend upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not upon someone. Your trust is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you depend upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But with that, in this beautiful religion of Islam, we follow the means that are legislated. The means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for us. So, it's not good for someone to say, look, I depend upon Allah and he stays home and he don't follow the means to find a job or to get an education or to start a business, or to go and do some trades and sales and the like. Akhi, why? He says, no, ana mutawakkil. La, hada mutawakkil. It's not, hada laysa bi mutawakkil, hada mutawakkil. This person now, he's a burden on others. Who thinks, look, he doesn't have to get a job. He's just gonna come to the masjid and read all day, and then he's gonna go back home and find a paycheck in a mailbox. La, he doesn't work like that. Follow the means. Of course, you trust Allah, you put your trust in Allah, you depend upon Allah, but then you go and follow the means, inshallah ta'ala, but the lawful means, not the haram means. You don't just go out there and try to make money in any way, hurting others, oppressing others. No. Because oppression is haram, because you don't want to be oppressed, so you don't go and oppress people to make some money. Ayna. طيب على أي I have to follow the means now. See, توكل على الله and follow the means. Put my glasses on, reading glasses. نعم. فمن and this means this هذه الأسباب هي موجودة في كتاب الله وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فما يحتاج الإنسان يأتي بشيء من عنده. So this means the lawful means are found in the book of Allah and in the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فمن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه. However, put his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah suffices him. والتوكل من أقوى الأسباب التي يدفع بها العبد ما لا يطيق من أذى الخلق وظلمهم وعدوانهم. والتوكل من أقوى الأسباب التي يدفع بها العبد ما لا يطيق من أذى الخلق وظلمهم وعدوانهم. لأن الإنسان ضعيف. هناك أمور تستطيع أن تدفعها عن نفسك، لكن هناك أمور كثيرة وخاصة تلك الخفية لا تستطيع. لا تستطيع، إذن لا بد من التوكل على الله سبحانه وتعالى. تثق، تكون ثقتك بالله سبحانه وتعالى أنه سبحانه وتعالى هو الذي يحفظك من هذه الأمور. أي نعم. So the Sheikh says, tawakkul is one of the strongest of all means that a person, a servant of Allah, used to repel the harm and to fight your enemy. Shaitan is the enemy. How are you going to fight Shaitan? You don't even see him. You can throw no punches at the Shaitan. But Islam teaches us how to defeat the Shaitan, how to protect ourselves from the Shaitan. Na'am, there are people who are not all on the same level. There are good people, they want good for you. But then there is other people who don't want good for you. They just want bad for you. Hasad. Instead of seeing good things in a person and say, Alhamdulillah, Allahumma barik lahu. And then they ask Allah to give them the same thing or better. Why not? Now they have hasad. Na'am. So how you repel this harm and this transgression? Tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ كَانَ اللَّهُ كَفِيهِ فَلَا مَطْمَعَ فِيهِ لِعَدُوٍ. Allahu Akbar. If Allah suffices you, nobody can get you. If Allah protects you, nobody can get to you. Allahu Akbar. They try. You see them close to you. They come in. As we're going to read some stories, inshallah, that the Shaykh mentioned from the Quran. But there is no way, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدَهُ. Isn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala suffice for His servant? بَلَى. نعم. وَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ جَلَّ وَعَلَى فِي سُورَةِ الطَّلَاقِ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And whoever trusts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and depend upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah suffice him. فمن كان الله كافيه فلا مطمع فيه لعدو. ولو توكل العبد على الله حق توكله وكادته السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن لجعل الله له مخرجا. الله أكبر. لجعل الله له مخرجا من ذلك وكفاه ونصره. نعم. شيخ عبد الرزاق البدر حفظه الله says, if a servant, that's me and you, we're servants of Allah, when we understand the tawakkul correctly, and we have, that's why knowledge, seeking knowledge is important, from its proper sources, of course. If you trust, put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and depend upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you do that in the right way, if anyone in the heavens and the earth, they all join together to harm you, they will never be able to do so. And Allah will make a way out for you from that. Allahu Akbar. And Allah grant you protection and victory over them. وهذا المعنى دلت عليه نصوص كثيرة منها قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لابن عباس رضي الله عنهما واعلم أن الأمة لو اجتمعت على أن ينفعوك بشيء لم ينفعوك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله لك. ولو اجتمعوا على أن يضروك بشيء لم يضروك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله عليك رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف. Meaning of the text from the Quran and the Sunnah, Naam, that illustrate this important point we're talking about, the tawakkul. The more you're strong in the tawakkul, the more that protection is strong from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As an example, from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you find this golden advice that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given to this young amongst the companions, his cousin, Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhumah. And this is a portion of the hadith that starts by, Ya ghulam, inni u'allimuka kalimat. O young man, I'm teaching you some words, some statements. Ihfadillaha yahfadka al-hadith. Preserve what Allah has made obligatory upon you, what Allah has commanded you with, meaning be obedient to Allah, act upon the commands to the best of your ability, stay away from haram, do good, stay away from evil. What is the result? What is the reward? Allah will protect you. And if Allah protects you, if you have Allah's protection, meaning that Allah is on your side. And if Allah is on your side, doesn't matter who's against you. Allahu Akbar. If Allah is on your side, doesn't matter who's against you. Aynam. Here, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to that young man, at that time, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah, you should have knowledge and you should know that if the ummah, not just a few people, not a gang here or there, a country, if the entire ummah, they gather together to benefit you, they all want something good for you, they will never be able to do so. They try hard to get you something, to benefit you with something, they will never be able, unless if that is already written for you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, if the entire ummah, nation, they gather together to harm you, they plotting, we're going to do this to him, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, they plotting, but they will never, ever come to hurt you, except if Allah has already written that to happen for you. رفعت الأقلام, the pen that writes the decree and the qadr has been lifted. وجفت الصحف, and the scroll has dried. Nothing to be added in there. أين يرحمك الله. فإذا كان العبد متوكلا على الله سبحانه وتعالى معتمدا عليه كفاه الله. ثقته بالله معتمدا عليه كفاه الله ولو كان عند عدوه من العتاد والعدد والقوة والعدة ما لا يطاق فالله يكفي سبحانه وتعالى. The Sheikh says, if a servant understand the tawakkul and apply it sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and trust Allah, depend upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he has this trust in Allah and he depend upon Allah, Allah is sufficient for him. Even if he's facing an enemy, subhanAllah, beyond his ability, have all the arsenal, all the weapons and all of the numbers, they will never ever be able to harm him, because nothing happened without Allah's leave, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Shaykh is going to mention this story here, the famous story of Musa alayhi salam. لما ذهب موسى عليه السلام بقومه وخرجوا من مصر فارين بدينهم ولحقهم فرعون ومعه من العدد والعدة والعتاد ما لا يطاق. ووصل موسى عليه السلام وقومه إلى البحر وأصبح البحر أمامهم. التفتوا إلى الوراء فإذا بجيش عرمرم يقوده فرعون, عتاد وخيل وسلاح وشيء لا طاقة لهم به. Says when Musa alayhi salam, and we know the story of Musa, this beautiful story is repeated in the Quran in many places, and how Musa alayhi salam and his brother Harun alayhi salam and Bani Israel amongst the believers, how they suffered for so many years, but they were patient and Allah granted them victory over the tyrants. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. The good end is always for the pious. After all of these years of trials and struggle and hardship, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Musa alayhi salam to leave Egypt towards the Sham. And if you know a little bit about geography, if you live in Egypt towards Jordan, for example, what do you have to do to get to Jordan? You have to cross the water. And what is that water called now? Huh? Al-Bahr? Al-Ahmar, the Red Sea. The Red Sea.
To the Sinai.
Sinai wasn't there then. They just come up like 1960 something, I don't know. There was Al-Bahr Al-Ahmar. هذه القناة ما أظن كانت موجودة يا شيخ في عهد موسى. ولا لا؟ أي نعم الله أكبر. So it was the Red Sea. So imagine now these people after being persecuted for so many years, now Alhamdulillah, here is the relief. They live in this land of oppression. Huh? Going to another promised land. Alhamdulillah, Allah promised them this land is going to go over there. Everything's going to change. Can you imagine now? Try to get in ahead of these people. Them and their wives and their children and their elderly and their belongings. Now finally, Alhamdulillah, they're going to go somewhere else. They can be safe and no tyrants. But what happened? As they left, Fir'aun didn't leave them. Fir'aun didn't say, they left, good, let them go. No, the Pharaoh, he went after them. As they went now, they find what? The ocean. The sea in front of them. Can they swim the sea? Can't. It's not a little river or a ditch. This is a sea. A large sea. So now they're like, how can we get there? How can we get the other side? And at that moment they turn back. What they see? A huge army. They don't know this army? Huh? They know it exactly. This is the army that used caused them all this pain and sufferances. They know the Pharaoh and what he's able to do. Okay? So now they look in front of them. What they see? The sea. They look behind. What they see? The army. What does it mean to them? طيب. فاشتكوا هذه الحال وقالوا لموسى إنا لمدركون. They looked in front of them, a sea that they cannot walk through. If they try to walk in the sea, what's going to happen? Huh? They drown. That's destruction. Halak. If they stay still in there, the army of Fir'aun is coming. What that mean? Halak, because they cannot fight this big army. What they say to Musa? They say to him, Inna la mudrakun. يعني البحر أمامنا وفرعون وجنوده وراءنا ليس هناك طريق. قال الشيخ كأنهم يقولون موتنا محقق وهلاكنا متيقن. البحر أمامنا وفرعون وجنوده وراءنا فإلى أين نفر؟ So they're looking at the sea in front of them, cannot cross. They're looking at behind them, the Pharaoh and this huge army coming. They're not coming to just like befriend them. And then they say, hey, there is no way out. As though they're saying to Musa, that's it, man. This is it. We're dying here. This is death. You see? But what Musa said? Did Musa say, hey, yeah, you alright? Nah. Tawakkul. But Musa alayhi salam, he said to them, he said the statement of tawakkul. قَالَ كَلِمَةُ التَّوَكُّلُ قَالَ كَلَّا إِنَّ مَعِيَ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ. Look how tawakkul is. And imagine people at that time, they cry, oh, we've done, mashallah, I'm never going to see you again, huh? Musa alayhi salam said, no, it's not like that. It's not like you think. My Lord is with me. He'll guide me through this. There is a way for us. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. بثقة وإيمان بالله عز وجل وتوكل على الله جل وعلا. So he made that statement. But with tawakkul, yaqeen, he was certain. Because the believer should know that Allah is able to do all things. So when you're in trouble and you were a good servant, you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah make a way out for you. فَقَالَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى اِدْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْبَحَرِ. What Allah said to Musa alayhi salam? Strike the sea with your stick. Allahu Akbar. Strike the sea with what? This staff. The staff he has. Strike the sea. Allahu Akbar. فَدَرَبَ مُوسُفْ تَوَكُّلْ وَالْإِيمَانِ. No hesitation. Daraba Musa. Allah tell him, strike the sea, he strike the sea. Allahu Akbar. Sometimes some of us, you tell them, Qala Allah, you're like, I don't know about that, man. I would have been. Somebody going through some hardship, this, somebody tell him, Akhi, Subhan, Qala Allah, Subhan, Akhi, come on, man, give me something that will work. I would have been there. If Quran doesn't work, what you think would work? Well, Quran, Shifa. Sometimes some of us make statements, akhi, that are very bad statements. Very, and we don't even pay attention to what we say. Qala Allah didn't even leave the man finish the statement. Akhi, come on, man, this is serious. I'm telling you, I'm going through some hardship now. It's not the tafsir class. A'udhu billah. These people, these are statements that should not occur on the tongue of a Muslim, of a believer. We should know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should invest time learning about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam. فَضَرَبَ مُوسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ بِعَصَى الْبَحَرِ. ماذا حصل؟ ماذا حصل؟ When Musa alayhi salam obeyed the command of Allah immediately, strike the sea with his staff, with his stick, what happened? أَيْنَ عَمْ أَحْسَنْتِ فَانْفَلَقَ يعني البحر فَانْفَلَقَ فَكَانَ كُلُّ فِرْقٍ كَالطَّوْدِ الْعَظِيمِ. What happened at that time? That sea split open 12 paths. Subhanallah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah is able to do all things. 12 paths. The water stands still like mountains. The water. Can you get the water to stay still? You can't. You just can't. Allah is able to do all things. Wala subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only that, and also the Shaykh mentioned that the usually under the water, what's the surface of the earth be?
Soft, wet.
Huh?
Soft, wet, muddy.
Muddy, wet, what?
Rocky.
Huh? But he become dry immediately. Immediately dry. Aina. Al-ma, la ilaha illallah. Al-ma asbaha jabalan waqifa. والأرض التي كان الماء عليها أصبحت يابسا ليس فيها ماء في لحظة واحدة الماء أصبح جبال واقفة من الماء والأرض التي كان عليها الماء في الحال تحولت إلى أرض يبس جافة ناشفة ليس فيها وحل وطين ولزوجة أصبحت أرض يابسة والجبال واقفة جبال من الماء واقفة. لماذا؟ لأن موسى عليه السلام توكل على الله قال كلا إن معي ربي سيهدين. The sea opens up paths. The water freezes, it's standing. I shouldn't say freezes, I take that back. Nah, but the water, I'm taking that back by the way, okay? That was just a mistake of my tongue. I shouldn't say freezes because I have no dalil that the water was frozen. But we know that Allah made this water stand still like a mountains. Alright? And I have no reason to say it's a frozen, because Allahu A'lam, that was a mistake. Okay, I'm taking it back, inshallah. Jazakum Allah khairan. And this land that it was muddy and wet and maybe slippery and all that, now, you know how difficult to walk on a path like that? Muddy, slippery, now you become dry, easy to walk on. Because Musa alayhi salam said to them at that moment, serious, critical moment, he says, no, Allah is with me. He'll guide me to a path out of this difficulty. فَدَخَلَ مُوسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ نعم سبحان الله هذا الماء جبال من الماء mountains of water. Okay. دخل موسى عليه السلام البحر مع هذه الطرق هو وقومه حتى خرجوا من الجانب الآخر. So Musa alayhi salam and his people, they went through these paths safe. These mountains of water stayed the same until they made it to the other side of the sea. Allahu Akbar. ووصل فرعون إلى الجانب الأول وهو لا يزال في طلب موسى ومن معه فقرروا أن يدخلوا وراءه. Now at that time فرعون came, they right there, they see موسى, they are out there, they going. So now he decide that they will pursue after Musa alayhi salam. Okay, man, they doing it, we can too. Alright, let's go after them. فَلَمَّا تَكَامَلَ مُوسَى وَقَوْمُهُ خُرُوجًا مِنَ الْبَحْرِ وَتَكَامَلَ فِرْعَوْنُ وَقَوْمُهُ دُخُولًا فِي الْبَحْرِ أَمَرَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ الْمَاءَ أَنْ يَعُودَ كَمَا كَانَ وَانْتَهَتْ هَذِهِ الْجُيُوشُ كُلُّهَا بِأَكْمَلِهَا بِرُمَّتِهَا بِمَا فِيهِمْ قَائِدُهُمْ فِرْعَوْنُ الَّذِي كَانَ يَتَغَطْرَسُ ويقول هذه الأنهار تجري من تحتي وكان يقول أنا رب العالمين أهلكه الله بالماء مات غرقا وأعلن إيمانا لا ينفعه قال آمنت أنه لا إله إلا الذي آمنت به بنو إسرائيل لكنه إيمان لا ينفع.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله Now, so when Musa alayhi salam and his people, they cross the sea, they make it to the other side, The last one of them crossed the sea. And Fir'aun and his army, every one of them now is in the sea. Every single one of them in the sea, in the pursuit of Musa alayhi and his people. Allah orders the water to what? To turn and go back to its normal and natural state. Allahu Akbar. And this huge army that the people was fearing and scared of is all destroyed. Including the Pharaoh, who used to, he was a tyrant. He used to say, I have these rivers, the rivers of Egypt belongs to him. He used to say that he is their Lord, the Most High. No, he said that. He said, he is Allah. He is the Lord, the Most High. And he was destroyed. But at that moment when he was, you know, at that moment, he says, Amen. He proclaimed Iman. At that moment. At that moment he says, as Allah tells us in Surah Yunus, verse 90, he said, I believe that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, but He, in whom the children of Israel believe, and I am one of the Muslims. Meaning those who submit to Allah's will. But Allah said, Al-ana waqad asayta qablu wa kunta min al-mufsidin. Now you believe, while you refused to believe before, and you were one of the evil doors and the corruption, and those who cause corruption, al-iyadu billah. Naam. You can read the other ayats in the chapter 10, Surah Yunus. فالشاهد أيها الإخوة الفضلاء وفقني الله وإياكم لكل خير وسددنا وإياكم وثبتنا وإياكم على الطريق المستقيم. فالشاهد أن التوكل على الله سبحانه وتعالى منجاة للعبد. لماذا منجاة وليس منجاة وليس منجاة؟ أعيد. نعيد. لماذا نعيد إن شاء الله؟ فالشاهد أن التوكل على الله سبحانه وتعالى منجاة أو منجاة أو منجاة. And don't give me the answer, slick answer, manjat. نريد الإعراب. ها؟ الدمير يرجع إلى الله. نعم. نعم. سمعتم؟ أحسنت. بارك الله فيك. هو خبر. خبر ماذا؟ أن ماذا تفعل؟ تنصب ماذا؟ تنصب الاسم؟ وتنصبه وترفع الخبر. أين؟ لأنه سأل أن التوكل منجاة. هذا هو أصل الجملة. أن التوكل منجاة. أين؟ أن حرف نصب وتوكيد. التوكل اسم أن منصوب ومنجاة خبرها مرفوع. هذا هو الإعراب. ليس كذلك؟ بلى. قلت نعم هذا شيء ثاني. قل بلى. أحسنت. فالشاهد لماذا الشاهد نات الشاهدي؟ لماذا نقول فالشاهدي فالشاهد الشاهد؟ لماذا الشاهد؟ ها؟ يلا نور الدين. أحسنت. مبتدأ يكون ماذا؟ وهو اسم. اسم الأسماء فيها ماذا؟ الرفع. طيب فيها الجزم؟
لا الجزم.
أين بارك الله فيكم أياكم الله. فالشاهد أن التوكل على الله هذه سهلة. الله نات why not الله حرف وجر. أي ما هو الحرف وجر هنا؟ على والله. You still didn't give me the answer. اسم المجرور على الله سبحانه وتعالى منجاة للعبد مهما كانت الأحوال ومهما كانت الظروف. So the Sheikh says the point of reference in this story here, this story in the Quran. Okay, this is a real story, Akhwan. And we know that the stories are not for entertainment. These stories are for us to draw lessons. To ponder and reflect on these stories and to draw lessons. take notes and benefits. Ay na'am. Because we're still in a life, it's not like we're in Jannah. We're going to find ourselves in hardship, being followed by something or running from something, and then you trust in Allah. Na'am. Say, Alhamdulillah. Allah is with the believers. Yes, it looks bad, it looks, subhanAllah, but there is a way out. We don't see it. It's coming. It's there. Because Allah promised the muttaqun, promised the believers to protect them and to help them and to make a way out for them. Amen. So the point of reference from this story here is that tawakkul, having tawakkul on Allah, you put your trust in Allah and you depend totally on Allah, that's what saves the servant in times of difficulty and hardship. Doesn't matter the circumstances. Aynan. فعلينا أن نتذكر هذا بارك الله فيكم. والشيخ أتى بقصة وقعت لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لعلنا إن شاء الله نذكرها. أينام قال وعن جابر ابن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما أخبر أنه غزا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قبل نجد، فلما قفل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني راجعا قفل معه فأدركتهم القائلة في واد كثير العضاة، فنزل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وتفرق الناس يستظلون بالشجر، فنزل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تحت سمرة وعلق بها سيفه ونمنا نومة، فإذا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يدعون وإذا عنده أعرابي، فقال إن هذا اخترط علي سيفي وأنا نائم، فاستيقظت وهو في يده صلتا، فقال من يمنعك مني؟ فقلت الله ثلاثا، ولم يعاقبه وجلس. رواه البخاري. وروى أحمد قاتل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم محارب خسفة بنخل، فرأوا من المسلمين غرة، فجاء رجل منهم يقال له غورث ابن الحارث حتى قام على رأس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالسيف، فقال من يمنعك مني؟
عليك السلام. Can you write the answer that my mom wrote over here?
Sure.
On the other paper with okay. The pen. There's a pen in here.
There's a pen in here. جزاك الله خير. حياك الله. I will try. Okay. Anyway, in this first half, I'll just give you a brief translation of this. That once the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was coming back from an expedition from a ghazwa, and then they said to get some rest. But then the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after something happened, and then he called the people and told them, and he was an Arabi, a Bedouin with him, and he told him, this man, while I was laying down, this man came and took my sword, and he stand by my head, and he said, who can protect me from me now? I got you. But the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to him, Allah, three times. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected the Prophet ﷺ, but the Prophet ﷺ didn't punish this man. Aina tawakkul ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lahu nata'ij tayyiba. So it's important for us, ikhwan, to review this chapter of tawakkul. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira. Jazakum Allah khairan wa barakallahu fiikum.